the clutch, goddamn. Do I roll? I give thunderous breath. A bad Mustanger, do I rock it, I guess. I blow the doors off a bad Mustanger, do I rock it, I guess. I got nothing to fear, I can roll my thunder and spread. Yeah, the AMX, a GTO, Cougar ain't touched me yet. Just a six-pack, sprung little cobra, a barracuda, no sweat. Ain't nothing outrun my rock and roll Chevy Corvette. Mopar, man, I'm talking about Thunder Express. Yeah, I'm talking about Thunder Express. Down on the accelerator. I'm gone in a second when I put my foot down on the accelerator. I said, adios, Padre. See you later, alligator. Yes, I'm talking about my Thunder Express.
Yeah. your dreams are crushed.
From their brand new, I'll say brand new, their latest release, the Rolling Stones, The Whole Wide World. Hackney Diamonds is the name of the new album. 80, not just the millions that they make, but 80 years old, plus Mick Jagger and company. Hey, before the Stones, how about some requested Josephus, but yeah, if I can say it right, Josephus and the George Jonestown Massacre. Yeah, they put out an album, Call Me Animal, a bunch of MC5 covers. And we just lost Wayne Kramer last week. So caller called in and said, hey, did you play their version of Thunder Express? Like, of course. Before that, the Helicopters gave us The Devil Stole That Beat from the Lord from Grande Rock. Also some brand new music from Frankie and the Witchfingers, Miles Davis, title track, Volcano Sun, start off the entire thing, from the All Night Lotus Party and White Elephant. Gets us to where we are now here at 83 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mach, if you have not figured that out, or maybe you just tuned in and you're like, oh, I don't know what's going on. This dude's playing some okay music. Just okay. That's good, because you set the bar low, because I can only go up from there. Hey, speaking of setting the bar low, do you tune in on Thursdays? If you don't, you should. Because I've tripped over that bar so many times when I've tuned into Courts in Session. It's a program that starts around 8. It's actually hosted by a real live attorney. His name's Eric Jackson Lawyer. Yeah, got his law degree. I forget which matchbook he found online to get that law degree, but he got one. And he does a show called Courts in Session. What's that show all about? Well, he takes new music and plays that, but he plays new music by classic artists. So like that Rolling Stones, great example. Classic artist, new music. He combines those for his show. It's rock and roll, it's country, it's soul. And it's Thursdays at 8 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget to also, while I'm rambling, that's Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They offer pizza, hoagies, and wings. They also have salads, but they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They use no refined sugar in their sauce. They used unbleached flour in their dough, and you can taste the difference. You have to find out for yourself. Speck Brothers, they're currently online only, but they offer both takeout and delivery. So if you go to speckbrothers.com, you can figure out how the rest works. That is speckbrothers.com. So I mentioned earlier in this program, it was on this day back in 1983 that Prince had released Little Red Corvette. On this day in 1974, 50 years, no, I didn't even realize that, 50 years ago today. And I want to say the venue was called the Palace in Detroit, and I don't think it's where the Pistons play or played. I don't know where they play anymore, but I think it was a different venue called the Palace back then. In 1974. The Stooges played their very last show. February 9th, 1974. Let's go back to that last Stooges album, Raw Power, Search and Destroy.
I'm a sleepwalking cheater with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am a world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. In the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight.
all last night. Just to thinking about you. Baby, things weren't right. Well, I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing. I turned all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor.
Emotional starvation. Ice cold love bombing. wish upon a star that turns into a plane. And I guess that's right on par. Who is left to blame?
Getting you in the spirit of the holiday. Is it a holiday? Can I call that a holiday? It's a Hallmark holiday, in my opinion. In my opinion, it is. What holiday am I talking about? Valentine. Valentine's Day. That is coming up next week for those of you listening to a live show on Friday, February 9th of 2024. Wednesday, no less. Replacements from Pleased to Meet Me with their song Valentine. Also played 6X, a band from Atlanta, Georgia, which I discovered through this radio station doing my show. Album came out, it came out 23 and a half years ago. And I've always loved it. That was Ice Cold from 6X. They also do an MC5 cover, which I was planning on playing until I got punked. I got punked by you, my listener, who wanted a different MC5 cover, and I just didn't want to play more than one because I didn't. So I played something different from 6X. Also, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts from her album. Yeah, it's the name of the album was Album. With her cover of Bobby Lewis's Tossin' and Turnin'. Today's Bobby's birthday. If Bobby were alive. Now, he passed away only 4 years ago. So log that as I tell you the second part of this. If he were alive today, he would be 99 years old. It was 95 years old. Tossin' and Turnin', Bobby Lewis, rest in peace. Thank you for providing us that version of that song for us to hum and sing in eternity. Hey, speaking of humming and singing in eternity, and I've said this more than once if you've listened to this radio show, probably my favorite Aerosmith song, and it's easy to say because I'm not a big Aerosmith fan. Yeah, lightning will not hit me by me saying that. But I played Toys in the Attic as done by R.E.M. Wait, I should back up. Also, I give exception to that album, the Toys in the Attic album by Aerosmith. It's in my collection. The rest, I could care less about. And speaking of Aerosmith, do you remember when I started the entire set of music off? And I was talking about how the Stooges played their very last show in Detroit 50 years ago today? Aerosmith was the opening band. Stooges, speaking of Stooges, start off the entire set from Raw Power with Search and Destroy, which came out in 1973, I believe. We're just chugging along. It's about 24, 25 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac. Comes to you on Friday nights. Usually live. Starting around 9. As I'm playing the garage rock or the rock and roll that's stuck in a garage, I don't know. I need you to pull it up and just put it in park because Joe's Garage is a Monday night program here on WRCT. Starts at 7 p.m. You can shift into gear as Joe dusts off the vinyl and he rewinds the cassette. He actually uses the pencil method for rewinding his cassettes just to get the tension just right. And then he polishes up his CDs and he plays the best of some forgotten tracks from legendary artists. Also, he plays new releases from rising stars. It's punk, it's funk, it's reggae, it's rock. You can get your motor running on Joe's Garage Monday nights at 7 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Speaking of dates, which is this date, not other dates. I've been talking about this date because I've discovered so many great things happened on February 9th. Yeah, Prince released Little Red Corvette. 41 years ago, I already told you that. Bobby Lewis was born 99 years ago. 50 years ago, Aerosmith and the Stooges played together, and it was the Stooges' last show. Midnight Oil released their Blue Sky Mining album. I know, and you're going, Moxter, that's a little poppy for you. It's a little commercial, is it not? It's 34 years old. Some of the kids don't even know who Midnight Oil is, so let's play some Midnight Oil from said album. It's Forgotten Years. It's the Viva La Mac radio program.
Few are the sins of the father I visited upon the son. Hearts have been hard. Hands have been clenched into fists too long. Sons need never be soldiers. Daughters will never need guns. These are the years between. These are the years that were hard fought and won. Now contracts torn at the edges. Old signatures stained with tears. The seasons of war and grace. These should not be forgotten years. Still it aches like tetanus. It reeks of politics. This is a calm we breathe. This is a feeling too strong to contain. Still it aches like tetanus. It reads of politics. Signature stained with tears. Who can remember? We got to remember the hardest years, the darkest.
close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving.
Caller called in and said, hey, Moxer, you can't forget that it was literally 60 years ago today that the Beatles made their debut on the Ed Sullivan Show. So I played, I think it was the first song they played on the show, All My Lovin'. I think that's what it was. I was doing some reading on it. They played All My Lovin'. They also played Till There Was You. She Loves You. I Saw Her Standing There and I Want to Hold Your Hand. I believe those were, I mean, the songs are like 8 seconds long. They could have probably played four more, but had to make room for the other guest on the show. So Beatles, by suggestion, before the Beatles, Sparkle Jets UK doing their big Hello cover of Today Will Be Yesterday Tomorrow. Also played the RPMs, power pop band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin in the late 70s, early 80s, with Another Sunday. Now, before that, now, if you've been paying attention, maybe you're writing this down, maybe you're recording it so you can listen to it in your car tomorrow. Before that was a band called 17. 17 was actually a early version of what evolved into The Alarm. I think Mike Peters, Eddie McDonald, I think Twist was in the band. A song called Don't Let Go from 17. And Midnight Oil started off the entire set. Midnight Oil from the album that was released on this day back in 1991. Was it 91? 1990, so 34 years ago today, Blue Sky Mining came out, Forgotten Years from Midnight Oil, getting us to where we are now. We got about 15-ish minutes before we get to the top of the hour. For my encore listeners who are not listening on Friday, February 9th, 2023, 24, 25, what is it? Oh, 2024. For those listeners, the show's going to end in about 15 minutes. For my live Friday night listeners, we've got two more hours beyond that. We're just scratching the surface. Speaking of scratching, did you know that motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for children under the age of 13? And that fatality, that's the word I'm trying to get out, the fatality rate could actually be reduced by about half if the correct car seat were always used. How easy is that? 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure in the car as they should be because their car seats are not being used correctly. If you go to safercar.gov/the right seat, parents and caregivers can find out what the right car seat is for their child's age and size. Be sure you're sure. This message brought to you by WRCT and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Yeah, the mock for the people listening beyond the Encore show will be related to the date. I have two I'm juggling. I will drop one, and then whatever's left will be the mock. I haven't decided yet. Also, speaking of this date, it was on this day in 1997. So that'd be 27 years ago today. We lost Brian Connolly at the age of 51. Passed of a liver failure and after having multiple heart attacks, so 51 years old. For those who are like scratching their head going, Brian Connolly, I've got an idea. He was in the suite.
She got girls all over the world. She got fans every now and then. But she can't make up her mind on just how to fill her time. But the only way she can run. AC, DC, she got some other lover as well as me.
the weather is much better and the food is so much cheaper. Well, I help her with her baggies, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the players ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that she really knows me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so. She is leaving on a jet plane way down the runway. And I can't believe that she really knows me. And it's getting me so. It's getting me so.
That you're the one who knows for you. I'm the only one.
That is brand new music from Paul Collins. Yeah, we know him from the Nerves and the Paul Collins beat and all that good stuff. It's called I'm the Only One for You. Pulled that off of a Stand Back and Take a Good Look, I believe the new release. I just heard the single, so I said I've got to play that single because I know a couple people who might say, hey, I'm going to dig it, and hopefully you did. Hopefully you're one of those couple people, which would make up my entire listening audience. Yeah, both of you. Thank you. What else should I tell you? Oh, how about the other songs? How about the other songs in that list? The Motors from 1978, from their Approved by the Motors album with Airport. And before that, the Flash Cubes. They're from New York, not New York City. They're from Syracuse. And that was them, the Flash Cubes. I'm sorry, they did a song called Forget About You, which was a Motors cover. So I played the Motors, and I played a Motors cover. Yeah. Wow. Mr. DJ, you're kind of predictable, and it happens. Sweet before that from the Desolution Boulevard album. Yeah, I was right about the first thing, Desolation. I don't know why I said Desolution. I don't even know if that's a word. AC/DC. Start off that entire set of music. We lost Brian Connolly on this day 27 years ago. At the tender age of 51. For my encore listeners, the show's over. Thanks for listening. John Fahey has been and will be my background music for the duration of this radio program. What program is it? It's a show called Viva La Mock. But it is just now, it's just past 11 o'clock, which means it's time now for the WRCT radio and music calendar. Before we get into said calendars, got to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have regular gallery hours on Sundays from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. You can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month from 6 to 9 p.m. which was last week, so you have to wait until the first Friday of March on that one. For more information, 412-924-0634 or online at irmafreeman.org. Let's get into these calendars, let you know some things going on around town. For example, the Steel City Squares, they host a monthly square dance The next one is tomorrow, February 10th. Dances are beginner and family friendly. They're traditional Appalachian squares with a live band and a caller. There's no experience necessary because they'll teach you the dances. There's a potluck. There's an old time jam. All starts at 7. The dance is at 8. For more information, and it takes place at the Shiloh Center on Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. More information about Steel City Squares on their Facebook page, or just go to squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. Drop them a note. Nine 37 Liberty Gallery is presenting Divinity Femininity now through... Well, maybe that one expired. I was thinking it was through next year, but it was through last year. So don't go down to 9737 Liberty because that exhibition's done. How about this one? The Wood Street Galleries. They're showing Workflow. It's an institutional solo exhibition of artist Jensen Leonard. It's on display now through Sunday. Yeah, February 11th is when it's ending. 601 Wood Street downtown is where you can find the Wood Street Galleries. That one's still going on. And you've got like another week? Yeah, you have another week for 820 Gallery featuring MS User. That's going on at the 820 Gallery, which is 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. For both of those shows, if you go to trustarts.org, you can find out more information. And don't forget about the Pittsburgh Banjo Club doing their rehearsals each and every Wednesday at the Allegheny Elks Lodge on the north side on Cedar Avenue. Not asking you to join the band, asking you just come out and hang out and listen to some old-time music from the 20s and Thursdays, the 20s and 30s during their rehearsal. It is open to the public. However, they do request you make reservations at least by Tuesday for that Wednesday event. 412-321-1834 for more information on that. That is my WRCT radio calendar. Indeed. If you have something to include on this calendar, send us an email to radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn the attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some shows going on that I'm aware of. And maybe you are too.